The failure of counties to enforce zoning codes has added to the state's housing crisis with a staggering number of runaway illegal vacation rentals. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell is proposing to try and fix that broken picture by legalizing bed and breakfast units, with operators paying higher taxes and higher penalties for violations. Caldwell wants to allow the units in apartment zone areas and to discourage their construction in single-family residential neighborhoods.
Short-term rentals, whether they're hosted, B&B, or unhosted, you're going to have to get a registration number from the Department of Planning and Permitting. And you're going to have to put that registration number on all your advertising product, whether it be social media, Airbnb, VRBO, or on handouts. It needs to be there. If it's a hosted bed and breakfast, you'll be permitted to do hosted B&Bs in residential, apartment zone districts, business districts, mixed-use districts, and all of Waikiki. If it's unhosted, meaning it's a whole home and the owner is not there, where we get the most complaints, you're only going to be able to do it in non-residential areas. And property taxes are going to change because you're not using your home just as your residence. It's a business, and in some cases, it's a hotel and resort. So for bed and breakfasts, your real property tax rate would go up from $3.50 for $1,000 in value to $6.45. And if it's unhosted, you have a mini hotel operating, then you're going to pay, instead of $350, you're going to pay $12.90 for $1,000 in value, just like hotels and resorts do in Waikiki and other parts of our island. So we have a bright line in terms of getting a registration number from Department of Planning and Permitting. And if you violate that, your fines start at $25,000 a day after 7 days and climb to $100,000 a day. And repeated violations after the third notice of violation, you have a lien placed on your property that can be executed on. The lien amount will be added to your real property taxes. You won't be able to renew or get a driver's license, so it'll be harder for you to travel unless you have a passport.
Now, the vacation rental issue is a touchy subject. Save Oahu's Neighborhoods has long advocated enforcement first before any legalization. A special task group looking at the measures to be taken up by the Planning Commission and the City Council is actually meeting this morning. The Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice recently compiled a report on the state of our housing based off other existing studies. Those studies show a majority of vacation rentals are owned by non-residents, and the vast majority are entire home rentals. In Hawaii, 1 in 24 homes are vacation rentals. On Kauai, it's 1 in 8. In Maui, it's 1 in 7 homes. We sat down with Appleseed policy analyst Madison DeLuca last week to talk about the group's growing concern over the lack of affordable housing inventory being lost to vacation rentals.
We took most of our information from reports produced either for or by different state agencies. As far as issues, we looked at the number of vacation rentals and how they were growing, how this affects Hawaii residents, and the economic effects on our state. The 23,000 vacation rentals exist in Hawaii right now, which we found really staggering. And this is a 35% increase from 2015. So this has grown pretty quickly. At this point, 1 in 24 housing units in Hawaii is a vacation rental, which we also found to be a really compelling figure. And as far as the impact that this is having on Hawaii residents, other research that we looked at showed that rent is increasing at twice the rate of wages, and we have the highest rents in the nation. And our research suggests that part of this might be tied to the vacation rental issue.
What are you folks advocating for? What are you trying to flag?
Absolutely. We've included some recommendations in the report. These include, first of all, making it illegal to advertise an unpermitted vacation rental online. Currently, a vacation rental that's advertised without a permit online, that advertisement isn't proof that the unit is being rented illegally. So that's a start. Additionally, making it so that vacation rental platforms are mandated to either identify and or remove non-compliant listings from their sites. San Francisco had a similar requirement recently, and it's produced some really great effects. And finally, increasing the resources put towards enforcement in this state. In 2016, the city and county of Honolulu provided more resources to the Department of Permitting and Planning, and we think it would be great if the state continues to follow in this example.
We're in a housing crisis, and people have watched the rents go up and units that are being turned into vacation rentals, which maybe normally would have been in a rental pool for local families.
Absolutely. Like you were saying, raising the awareness. Something that really surprised me when I read about it was the study that was recently produced by San Francisco, which has a similar rental market to Honolulu. They found that for every housing unit removed from the housing market to serve as a vacation rental, there was up to $300,000 in negative economic impact in the city. And that even takes into account tax revenue that's brought by the vacation rental, the hosts, money they're making, increased visitor spending, taking all that into account, up to $300,000 of negative economic impact per rental. And that could be what's going on in Hawaii now or in the future if this isn't controlled.
Right. And I know both the city council and the state lawmakers have been looking at ways to try and get their arms around this problem. There's some discussion about not allowing vacation rentals for whole homes. Some discussion about allowing or legalizing bed and breakfasts so that the operator has to be there on premises. So lots of different things in play to figure out how to manage this.
Yeah, the whole homes issue that you bring up is one that we really looked at in the report. We found that up to 93% of vacation rentals are entire home or entire condo rentals. And in combination with the statistic that 52% of vacation rentals, at least in Hawaii, are owned by non-residents, taking those two things together suggests to us, at least, that what vacation rental platforms are pushing, this idea that vacation rental hosts are your friend or family member or neighbor renting out an extra room for some more income in their house, that that's not the case, that it's more of a commercial enterprise.
And we have heard our listeners call in to say, hey, this really does help me make ends meet, that with the high cost of living or if you're on a fixed income, it really does take the edge off, you know, whether you're going to be able to, you know, make your payments on your property. You know, it costs a lot to get a place, and then also, you know, can you maintain it? But then there's also the question, well, then where do you go if, let's say, you're forced to sell your home? Where do you go? And then you're kind of stuck in the rental market as well, competing with everybody else.
Of course, yeah.
I know there are certain neighborhoods that are particularly impacted. There was one organization, Save Oahu's Neighborhoods, that says really the North Shore, you know, Windward Oahu, those areas really impacted by vacation rentals.
Yeah, we looked at one study produced for the Hawaii Tourism Authority that broke down by zip code where the different amounts of vacation rentals per zip code. And there are certainly neighborhoods that we found have, they bear a disproportionate brunt of this issue.
That was Madison DeLuca of the Hawaii Appleseed Center. Again, it recommends that the burden of vacation rentals not be unfairly placed on certain neighborhoods. It also advocates tougher enforcement. Critics of the report say the organization cherry-picked the data. Airbnb disagrees with some of the report's findings. The online booking company says it has helped residents stay in their homes. It also sees its business as critical to the state's economy, contributing millions of dollars every year. A House bill to allow Airbnb to collect taxes from its operators was passed by the Senate Ways and Means Committee just yesterday.